Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talking about chicken a la king, mango and garbanzo tabbouleh, real potatoes and vegetables with roasted garlic and basil,
zucchini ziti,
granola fruit bar.
Look at all this beautiful food.
Welcome to Green Eggs and Dan, everybody, where I interview amazing people with amazing minds, but all I care about is what is in their fridge. My guests today, plural, guests with an S. They are hilarious comedians, the co-hosts of the wildly popular Queer Codcast. It's a show about queer cod fisheries. Queer Podcast. Two dykes and a mic. That was originally going to be the name of my podcast, but they had it first. Please welcome Mackenzie Goodwin and Rachel Scanlon. Welcome to Green Eggs and Dan.
Thank you for having us.
I think you two are so funny, and we've never met before, so we don't know how this is going to go.
But no. I do want to clarify, our podcast is about cod, and it is fish forward.
It's white, but queer white fish.
White fish, flaky, yeah. It's healthy, the omegas, you understand.
Yeah. Guys, hashtag white fish lives matter. I get it.
We leave salmon to the other folks.
Right.
Yeah. Can I tell you something interesting about salmon, though? Salmon, the only way it gets its color is because of the shrimp that it eats. So it gets orange.
Well, I didn't know that.
And that's why I'm orange.
That's also
all that shrimp that I'm eating.
All that shrimp. Yeah. That's what you get. And which is why when you get farm-raised salmon that's pink like that,
yeah,
it's because they put coloring in their feed so that their meat turns that color. Because if not, it would be gray.
Ew.
And I'm not going to eat a gray salmon.
No.
I am a grown person. I deserve pink salmon. I deserve fresh cod. And I deserve
gay cod.
Gay cod. I want my fish queer and pink.
Listen, I'm so glad you brought that up because not enough people talk about the issues that gay cod, you know, what they have to deal with. Most of the fish swim upstream. They swim downstream.
They're being authentic.
They're being their authentic selves, being made fun of by the upstreaming fish.
But that's why they taste better.
Yeah.
When you're authentic, you taste better.
That's,
and we all know that.
That's so true. That's so true, Ken. Wow.
I'm so glad you said that because we're going to get to something very authentic to both of you, which is your fridges. You guys can see the two Dykes' fridges. I think it would be Dykes S apostrophe, right? Not S apostrophe S.
That's right.
The two Dykes fridges on my Instagram at StandUpDan. Here we go. It's about to get scary. Okay, let's start here.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
I recognize it right away.
Is this?
That's me.
Okay.
It's a mess.
It's bordering on chaos, but it seems to me like controlled chaos. It's like controlled Trader Joe's chaos.
This is, I want to say I'm having fun.
I hate this.
Yeah.
I'm having fun because this fridge to me is also not as bad as it is right now.
No, I know. Because I know what your fridge looks like on most days and it's so much worse than this.
This all changed because of my girlfriend. I used to be an empty fridge kid.
Me too.
I used to be a full on, like, there was just some cold Reese peanut butter cups and a Brita and that's it. And now I'm like, look at me. I have like, I see this and I see the love that I have curated in my life.
I love that.
That was the worst defense of this fridge I've ever heard. This is a fucking abomination.
Come on.
Are those I'm looking. Pedialyte in the back?
No,
it's
those,
not.
That's Nazara's like.
I love that you can zoom
Oh,
in.
My God.
Is that these? Is that what we're talking about?
Dan, please.
Orgain?
What is that?
What the hell is Orgain?
Protein. After she works out, she drinks that.
Oh, okay. So you have like leftover Indian food, it looks like, hanging out.
Yes.
You've got pickles from Mexican you got once that you're never going to fucking open. You've got a Tupperware up top here that looks like it has some sort of yogurt concoction. And it has a sticker on it that had a date on it, but we can't even tell if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All we see is S-D-A-Y.
Yeah. That's homemade ranch. And that
really?
That's homemade ranch made with a Greek yogurt, so it's 0 points on Weight Watchers, and that used to say Wednesday.
Can I just say that that is too big for homemade ranch?
It used to be full, Kenz, so think about how much ranch I'm eating in a day.
That's too much ranch.
Not too much for me. Oh my.
What? How do you make your own ranch?
Nazar does it. That's my girlfriend. She does. It's like herbs which we grow in our guest's bedroom.
Stop.
Okay.
There's herbs in our. It's like dill and it's like sage, possibly, and some other. You know how like lesbians were always just like, let me grow my fucking dill.
Yeah,
we're growing our dill.
I didn't know that that's a part of the lesbian lifestyle. If I knew that, I would have become one men long ago.
Yeah, and I think there's still time for you.
I mean, do gay men do that as well?
It feels like they could.
It feels like they could, but they don't.
But they don't. They could, but they don't.
Yeah.
They know how to do it. They know how to they know how to water it. They know exactly how far from the window to put it.
Yeah.
But they're not going to go through the trouble.
Alas, they still refuse.
Alas.
And then Greek yogurt. There you go. That's it. That's ranch.
Wait, so Greek yogurt and herbs, that's it?
Probably. Maybe a little bit of a mayo that we order online.
I don't think you fucking make ranch. You mix herbs in your yogurt and you call it ranch.
That sounds accurate. Yeah.
That's a healthy ranch. Okay.
Eggs in here.
Yeah, you have a lot of eggs. You have like a double-decker British bus of eggs.
Cool. Yeah.
Double-decker egg Tupperware. Oh, and there's another. So you have two big egg Tupperwares.
Yeah.
And then you have another just carton of eggs.
Well, if you notice, the top level of the double-decker bus is empty.
Yeah.
Which is why the carton comes in, because those are all to be hard-boiled. You know how many eggs I eat in a day?
Dan, she eats so many eggs all the time. Like, I am worried about her cholesterol.
I eat hard-boiled eggs on planes shamelessly.
Why are you eating so many hard-boiled eggs?
It's high protein, low cal. I'm getting literally jacked, like Jillian Michaels, and I'm getting shredded. And you do that by Greek yogurt and hard-boiled eggs, and they're delicious.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm eating an egg, I'm happy. Okay, I'm like a gay Easter bunny out here.
Okay, I support that. So these eggs are uncooked. These are cooked, even though it's labeled raw on the egg
love
Tupperware.
Oh, I love that you're zooming in.
No, those ones are not cooked yet, but those are for when we make like ramen. So you drop it in the soup. So those ones are spoken for. They're
what?
Spoken for.
Oh my God, you put way too much thought in these eggs.
Otherwise, I run out of hard-boiled eggs, which you know I need for travel.
Is this some sort of Indian pickle that I'm spying over here?
This, I think, is a – when you go to Trader Joe's, they have that
– it's eggplant.
Yes.
It's an eggplant spread.
Yeah. I learned that from you.
Yes, and I love it.
Yeah. So it's that eggplant spread, and we all love it. Everyone loves it.
Wonderful.
But hers is so old that it is now –
falling apart,
looks
huh?
pickled.
I think –
that's not the consistency it's supposed to be.
Yeah, maybe it is something pickled. My girlfriend eats, like, a lot of different food than I do. But it should be that eggplant spread. It should be.
I know, but it does not look correct.
Yeah, it looks like the liquid and the oil have like separated.
Right.
This
you
is not good.
You know what it is? This is what happened, and I need to speak up for myself because I'm not gonna show up here.
You better.
And I'm gonna be vulnerable with my fridge and then get screamed at by two hot gay people. Okay.
Okay. Wait.
That was brought in a cooler backpack to the beach during a camping trip.
What's in it?
In the cooler bag?
No, in there.
No, I think that's the spread because we were having a charcuterie board on the beach.
Yeah, so then you got to toss that. That has gone bad.
Okay, fair. Then that's fair.
Really bad.
Absolutely. Also, I have to clarify, I'm not gay.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I thought we were all gay here.
If you want to cancel, if you want to end this we can do that.
We slam it shut.
I assume everyone's gay.
We do.
Why? Because I know how to grow herbs, but I don't do it?
Honestly, Dan, it's refreshing to hear somebody say that they're not gay. I respect it.
I think you needed some diversity in your friend group, and that's why I'm here.
That's what it was.
Okay, great.
I think it just needs a little bit of organization. Look, I respect and I like that you didn't clean it up for me.
Do people do that?
Do people give you the fake?
Some people I can tell that they're liars. They're lying sacks of shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this I can tell you did zero prep.
Yeah.
You just like snapped the picture before the door was even fully open.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to a different angle. Okay. I'm going to go here now.
Oh, that's my pop fridge. Oh,
okay. Yeah. You have a pop fridge, which you're so from the Midwest that you call it pop.
Yeah.
This is your soda fridge, which I wasn't even going to show. This is like a little college fridge. I thought it was cute, whatever. But then I was like, I need to show this because around the whatever condenser, I don't know what you'd call this.
Oh, my God.
You have like a fucking enormous block of brown ice that is covered over the whole mechanism. It looks like it's its own ecosystem, like it's a living organism now.
I didn't even notice that.
Hey, I actually, the reason I came on this podcast because I was wondering, what do I do about that? Because if you can see, it's starting to actually bend that shelf.
Yeah.
So also the reason it's brown is because it popped. It got so big that it froze a Diet Coke and it exploded.
Wow.
Oh my God. You make me sick. You make me sick.
What do I do?
You make me sick.
This is just technical.
How do I get rid of it? Yeah, no, I'm actually here. Like, what the fuck? Can you guys like
help me fix
please
my fridge?
Do something.
Wait, is this a lesbian thing that you just wouldn't do something about that? Because I know a lot of straight women that would have preemptively done a lot about it. They wouldn't let this get so out of control it blows up fucking cans around in the fridge.
It's coming alive.
I actually think I'm a bad I think other lesbians would never let it go this far.
Agreed.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they would have fixed it themselves. They would have unplugged it, drained it.
Yes.
Cranked it open, figured it out.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, by the way. That's exactly the solution.
Wait, you unplug it?
You unplug it, you drain it. Yeah.
Drain
what? You unplug it, take the water. It's going to melt.
Oh. So you unplug it, let it melt.
Then drain it,
And then does it happen again or no?
Probably.
Well, how do I keep my pop cold if I'm unplugging it? My pop's going to get fucking hot.
I can't with this.
We live in the valley.
Well, you can't go one day without having your pop?
I'd rather fucking die. Or I'd rather have a huge ice monster in my fridge. Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Why don't you take out one of the 17 carton of eggs that you have in your fridge? And
also,
put some of the soda in there.
Also,
first of all, how dare you? Second of all, I would rather die than go a day without my hard-boiled eggs. These are my necessities.
Oh, my God. You make me sick. You gross me out. Okay. I think we've had enough of your fridge.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Oh, God.
All right. Here we go.
Let's see what we got, Kenny.
This isn't even accurate anymore.
All right, Mackenzie.
Okay.
Also, notice my Perrier is on the bottom left from my house.
Yeah, and that's also yours.
Oh, yeah.
So some of the food in my fridge is Rachel's.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I saw Rachel's fridge first, and I made a lot of generalizations about lesbians.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I did. And then I saw your fridge, Mackenzie, and I thought, oh, maybe they're not all the same.
Can I also say that this is a messy day for me?
Yeah,
this is a
for real.
Fridge. Yeah, this is making me upset to look at.
Wow, I think it's a really nice fridge, actually. Did you organize this top row here? Because it looks a little bit like you gave it a little bit of like it's almost minimalist and like nicely in the middle. We have your gluten free pumpkin ravioli.
Yeah, yeah, need those.
You've got your organic miso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Rachel, I'm curious what your take is on this because I have super strong opinions about the liquid egg whites. They gross me out to no end.
Same.
I think they're fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I think the chicken has given us the perfect vehicle to hold the egg white.
Yeah.
And it's like taking a banana, taking it out of the peel, and then putting it in plastic and then selling it.
Honestly, I think you're right. The egg is perfect the way that it is. What we've done here is an abomination.
This is not me. This is my wife. My wife eats egg whites. I don't eat egg.
Oh, by the way, all you two do is blame your significant others for
anything.
That's
what they're there for.
That's literally why you marry somebody.
Literally.
Okay.
Who do you think this is? This isn't for love.
No.
This is not. It's for blame.
Yes.
You throw your wife under the bus at all times.
Yes.
I mean, I've never wanted to get married more than now. This is... Okay, so she's drinking these...
Not drinking.
She cooks them up.
She cooks them up.
Cook them. Yeah, right. You're not from the carton drinking.
It's not like Rocky
drinking. No, no, no.
Okay. And then your second row, we have some starches. You've got... Is that
That is
bread?
An onion.
Oh, that's a half an onion. Okay.
Yeah.
Half an onion. You'd be shocked at how many people cut their onion in half and then they just like will leave it in the fridge uncovered and it blows
that's
my mind.
Filthy.
Well, it just it'll make other things taste like onion.
Yeah, and smell.
Yeah, breaks. Exactly. And then you've got your tortillas.
Yeah.
Nice. Then you seem to be sponsored by a company called Gorgie.
Okay, can I tell you?
True.
They actually
Gorgie energy drinks.
They sent us those energy drinks, and so it's my, I don't know. So,
blur it. Yeah. We're not getting paid enough.
How much energy do two lesbians need is my question.
A lot. Have you ever had lesbian sex? It takes forever. So, brought to you by Gorgie.
You know what's funny is God. Just cleared those out, actually. I threw them all out. Sorry,
I mean, you
Gorgie.
Have like 30 cans of Gorgie.
I know. It's Gorgie, champagne, and a Guinness.
Jeez Louise. I know. I actually love, I drink less and less beer the older I get. I think, I hate to say this because I hate when people make up fake food allergies and I don't think this is fake, but I think I'm becoming allergic to hops.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, which sucks because I love IPAs and I like can't drink them anymore.
Are you getting like red or are you feeling like, okay, yeah.
No, I get red. I definitely get red.
I'm the same way.
It's not a fake allergy like Mackenzie's gluten-free stuff.
Drag her!
I'm not gluten-free. Those just, I love pumpkin.
Oh, really? So why don't you just get regular pumpkin ravs?
They don't have them. Those are
really?
Pumpkin raviolis.
Yeah.
I'll go gluten-free if there's pumpkin involved.
She loves pumpkin.
I love pumpkin too. Big pumpkin guy.
Yeah.
Why don't we eat pumpkin all year round? And why don't we eat turkey all year round? Do you eat turkey all year round?
I don't, but I would.
I do. I feel like I'm always getting turkey. But like deli turkey, that's different than like a roasted turkey.
Right.
I mean, look, I get it. Like half of a roasted turkey sucks. Like turkey breast, when it's roasted, it's always dry when you roast the whole bird. Mm-hmm. But the legs, turkey legs, the Disneyland turkey leg.
Love.
Yeah.
Love.
Give it to
Eat
me.
That morning, noon, and night.
I also just love when we call it a bird. Yeah. That's only happening that time of a year.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what am I, like when I'm having my turkey sandwiches, can it be a bird sandwich?
Yeah, it should be.
And it is.
You know what you guys should try? Little quails.
Stop it. What?
Love a quail.
And now
love
that feels a like a murder. What love do you mean you're eating a quail?
Wait, hold on. Eating a turkey doesn't feel like a murder?
No.
Like the turkey just like danced to the fucking slaughterhouse?
Well, have you seen a turkey? They're hideous. Eat it quick. Eat it quick. They're nasty.
Yeah.
A quail, on the other hand.
A beautiful fowl.
A gorgeous
fowl.
Very human-like model bird.
Yes. Meant for Renaissance paintings and the like.
Yeah.
I always say, and it sounds creepy, but I love little birds.
Oh,
that does sound creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when I say it like that. I love me a little bird. The littler, the better. Quail,
You guys are messed up because then it's like you're monsters. I'm picturing you guys eating bones.
No, because there's something about somebody has cooked quail and everybody at the dinner table got their own quail.
No.
And I thought that was lovely. I thought it was so cute.
That's the only time you can use the word lovely normally. When describing each person getting their own quail, it was just lovely.
You're wild, dude.
I love squab, too, which is a fancy way to say pigeon.
Oh,
stop.
Yeah.
You're eating pigeon. You're eating rat fowl?
No.
First of all, rat fowl is also lovely. It is delicious. It's like all dark meat. It's slightly livery, which is... The little boy king in me loves it.
No. Oh, filthy.
You guys are so crazy.
I'm not saying
we're crazy. Okay. You're making fucking ranch in a vat in your fridge.
That's because I'm from the Midwest and I'm poor. I'm like, who? I've never even had the option to eat a fucking pigeon or quail.
Well, can you please silence your microphone while Mackenzie and I talk about the The virtues of having little birds. Love me a little bird. And then you have a gay Prosecco? Is this a gay Prosecco?
Somebody straight heard I was getting married, so they gave me a gay Prosecco.
That's, you'll, the only people buying those rainbow bottles are heterosexuals
who have a cousin.
Yeah. Who want to fit in?
Yeah.
I think they're like, kind of, they're allies. That's like an ally bottle of champagne.
It's an ally bottle, but it definitely made me go, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, you eye roll? It was an eye roll?
Yeah, it was definitely an eye roll. Just because, like, hey, I drink regular champagne. You don't need to remind me that it's a gay wedding.
Yeah.
Are you against the corporatization of the flag?
I'm against always reminding me that I'm marrying a woman.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, you know, it's just a wedding. You can just get me a bottle of champagne.
Right.
Like, gay edition.
Yeah. The gay edition is a little, rubs me the wrong way.
But
sometimes.
But for the record, we're pro corporate. We love corporations.
Love capitalism.
We love Target. And
someone's got some podcast sponsors. Gotta service the sponsors.
Love Target.
We love Gorgie. And let's actually bring it back to Gorgie.
Gorgie, are you not lesbian sexing to completion? Get yourself some Gorgie.
Do you always fall asleep after the first round of orgasms?
Try Gorgie.
Gorgie.
I've got to find out who sent us those.
Well, it was Gorgie. I have a question.
I'm going to go with Gorgie.
What's in the Tupperware on the top left that's mostly water?
This one here?
Yeah. What is that? Everyone's mad at me for having homemade ranch, which is awesome. What's happening here? I swear to God, if that's quail.
It might be a piece of quail. I don't know actually what that is. It looks like nothing I've ever made.
I mean, it looks like some sort of braised meat.
Yeah, that's meat.
Yeah, but I don't do...
I know, you don't. You rarely eat meat, so that's why I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, clean fridge, very minimalist. I like the minimalism. I'm into it. And then you've got, is this a little applesauce in the back?
You want
a little
applesauce? It's one applesauce, because I'm going to make like some kind of bread.
With applesauce?
Yeah, like a banana bread, a vegan type of bread soon.
Oh, shit.
Like a dessert bread. That's what I keep my applesauces for.
I didn't know you could do that.
Dan.
Yeah, okay. Dan.
No, I'm back in.
So defensive immediately.
I'm back in. I like that. Wait, what about this? You've got a little mason jar with something that looks artisanal.
That was made, it's some kind of jam. I have a very old geriatric neighbor.
Greg.
Who I love.
I'm sure he loves, I'm sure Greg loves to be referred to as that.
She.
Greg? Her name is Greg?
Her name is she.
Her name is she.
Her name is she. And she is very sweet, and she always makes us, like, homemade jams and stuff and gives them to us throughout the year.
Oh, that's so cute.
Those little, like, there's one right next to it that's, like, her fig tree. She, like, jammed some figs and gave that to
us. Is that the woman that's out front?
All the time, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She chain smokes.
She chain smokes, and we're obsessed with her. We love her.
Oh, also, my God. She chain smokes and makes jelly. I love her.
She's goals. I think behind that jar, behind the fig, is another of the Trader Joe's eggplant dip.
It is.
This?
Oh,
this?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, but this one looks like definitely a little more...
Never been touched. That one's virgin. It's never been touched.
Yeah. Yours seem to have an ecosystem growing in it,
Rachel. Mine seems like everyone's dipped in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, this is bad.
Yeah.
And then you have this bowl here, which...
guacamole,
me looks like,
probably.
That's
I was going to first talk about the provenance of the bowl. Is that an IKEA bowl?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it looks like an IKEA bowl with some guac. Homemade guac?
I do homemade guac all the time. So it's you're always going to see some fresh guac top shelf.
Wow.
Yeah, she does. And it's really good.
Honestly,
my dude can make some fucking guac.
Yeah.
You're really, Mackenzie's really good at doing little snacks, like little bites.
I don't do big meals, as you can see from this fridge.
Mackenzie is like very Martha Stewart, and Rachel is like very Guy Fieri. This is what
that's, honestly, that's such an accurate read of us as like
humans.
Yeah.
Like to our core.
That's us.
Okay, I'm going to go to another angle here. Okay, so. Again, wasn't going to show this initially, but this is the door of your freezer. You've got the Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cups, which I think are divine, lovely like a quail.
I'm shocked I sent this over because this is messy. This is really bad.
I mean, you've got your little jade ice roller thing for your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes down the inflammation, takes down the puffiness.
Exactly.
Yeah, it helps.
I'm so puffy.
Every time I hear puffy and inflammation, I'm like, oh yeah, I live in fucking LA.
Yes, we sure do.
Everyone's got inflammation and everyone's got puffy and adaptogens. and then it's the bag of Trader Joe's roasted vegetables. Nice. Yeah,
I have got to throw those out.
What's this here? This banana thing. It's like a banana ice cream.
Those are like frozen banana slices. They rock. Actually, really? Rachel, they're chocolate covered. Did you polish them off yesterday?
I did. I ate the rest of those yesterday.
Yeah, that was all red.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I was with a couple lesbians last night, actually.
And?
Did we fuck them?
Rate us. Who are the better lesbians?
Who's your favorite? If we were to fight, who would win?
You'd probably win. You definitely win in a fight.
It's Ellen and Portia.
But we got stoned, which I haven't gotten stoned in years. And we ordered some desserts. And I bring this up because if chocolate covered bananas would have sounded great. But we got the most basic desserts and they were so delicious. Tiramisu, which to me is the reigning champion of desserts.
Yeah.
You know, if it ain't broke.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Cannolis, which I love so much.
I love a cannoli.
We love a cannoli.
And then the old chocolate lava cake.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
It hits every time. So the reason, though, that I really wanted to bring up this door of the freezer is because you've got ice cube trays in the shape of hexagons.
They're diamonds.
They're diamonds.
Oh, they're diamonds.
They go down into a diamond.
Oh, shape. Cool.
I got them for my wife because I thought this will be kind of fancy.
Mm.
And they are very hard to make.
Oh, really? Why? Because they have to stay very still?
They have to stay still. And imagine they come down to a point. So they have to, they fall all the time.
Mm.
It is a bitch to get those to actually freeze. So that's why they're in the corner.
Yeah. You got to throw that out too.
Yeah. Yeah. Make that door's got to go.
Make regular ice. Okay. And then let's see. There was another door. Oh, here we go.
Is that your door?
Yeah. I kind of don't want to show this door of your fridge because people are going to break into your goddamn house. And you know why that is?
Why?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's got two bottles of sriracha.
We're sriracha hoarders.
Two bottles of sriracha. You know there's a shortage, right?
I've heard. Yeah, we're actually
there's a shortage. You are like those people during COVID who were like hoarding the PPP.
That's us.
Yeah.
We also did that.
You're keeping it from the essential workers.
Yeah.
You're keeping all the sriracha to yourself. Can you tell everyone what your address is in case?
No.
Yes.
What is yours?
I do mine.
Next to your 1%er sriracha, you have probably some of the most basic shit in this fridge, which is Kroger brand sauces.
Yeah.
That are flanking, if you will, the expensive srirachas.
Yeah,
you have
everywhere.
Kroger peanut sauce, Kroger hoisin sauce.
Yeah, yeah. And
I just think you're better than that.
We ball on a budget, okay?
And Aperol. Yeah.
And Aperol, which is in the wrong place. The Aperol should not be there.
Why? Where should it be?
It should be with the liqueur down in the bottom.
Mackenzie sounds so pretentious when she says liqueur.
Liqueur.
It should be with a liqueur.
Cut this out.
Yeah. And then I'm going to ding you for this, your fake ass butter.
Mm. Well, you don't know the brand.
Oh, we know. That's that fucking...
It's vegan butter.
Earth Balance.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's wrong with Earth Balance?
Nothing. Well, I love a tub of fake butter. I love it.
It's just because it's fake?
Oh, just because it's fake? Yeah, just because it's fake. It's fake ass, made with chemicals to taste like butter. If you want something vegan, don't come on our turf and try to make our foods bend to your will. Okay?
You gotta get the red one, dude. There's no soy.
I don't buy
that.
Who
is that? Is that Erica?
That's Erica. My wife. I gotta talk to
her. Oh, here we go. Blaming the other dykes.
That's what we do here.
The other dykes. That's what you're.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because you see so many people's fridges, and this is something that came up recently because I asked Rachel. I keep my batteries in my fridge.
This is psychotic.
And I know that you can't see it, but there's a top shelf. And I keep all my batteries in the top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
There's a lot of things that people put in their fridges that that baffle me. I can't ding you for that because a lot of people do that. And
You've seen it.
I've seen it.
Is this regional?
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
My mom did it, and so I thought it was an immigrant thing, but I don't think so. I don't know what the deal is, and I don't know if it's actually good for the batteries or not.
Certainly is not.
Where's your mom from?
My mom's from Iran.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think of wait, because my parents always did that, and they're not from Iran.
You don't say. Well, your parents are not Iranian.
You won't believe it. You wouldn't
you
believe
will
it.
Never believe it.
I know she
you
gives kind of.
I know.
Persian,
I was
but
like, yeah,
she's really.
She's from the north. She's from the white blonde area of Iran.
I've never heard of it, so I thought I associate batteries in the fridge with Arizona.
Yeah,
because that's what she does. But I've never seen it anywhere else.
Oh, interesting. You know, my mom also puts in the fridge, which I think must be immigrant-y, is like the fucking like seeds that she's going to plant, like that come in the little rectangular thing.
I've never heard of that.
Huh.
I don't know what the point is. I don't know what the point is, but she does that.
That is fascinating.
But she's an immigrant, and I know what you girls say because I've listened to your podcast. Immigrants are all stupid.
That's our branding. That's our branding. Yeah. That's how we get sponsored by Gorgy.
Gorgy. Yeah. Gorgy, keep America white and energized. Okay, well, look, all in all, great fridges. I'm very happy with these fridges. You do seem like you care about food.
Yeah.
You care about food.
Yeah.
Big foodies. What restaurants do you hit up mostly?
Fuck. We're going to be truly the exact opposites.
Yeah.
Because when you said restaurant, my body was like Taco Bell. I love that you know me.
My God.
So Rachel doesn't go out to eat.
No.
Okay. Almost exclusively does meals at home.
We meal prep. And? So mostly we're eating at home.
Yeah.
And then if I do, I order in
because
the pandemic.
You refuse to go on double dates.
I won't go on double dates.
Eat meals with me.
I'm starting, but you know, I'm starting to go out to eat now because I'm sober. So now I will go out to eat. But we travel a lot for work. We go on the road a lot. And Mackenzie's teaching me how to go out to eat. And guess what? I've loved it.
Some would say I teach her how to eat out.
Dude, that was cool. Wait, was now good. I love it because I'll do DTF. I love a dumpling situation.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. I need to put a wedge in this because if I don't stop you, you're both just going to keep on going.
Yeah.
I'd like to put a pin in a couple things that came up.
Okay.
Number one, you said you're going out to eat more now because you're sober.
Yes.
Were you locking yourself in the bathroom and just drinking a handle of Jameson?
No.
I'm doing sober October, and I'm, like, rarely going out to eat because I'm like, well, it's not fun to go to restaurants if I can't have wine.
I wouldn't go to restaurants because I would drink too much that I wouldn't be eating. So then I'm like, we're wasting time here. Yeah. So I would just do bars, or I would just be at home.
Oh, wait. So you saw the eating as a waste of time because interesting. Okay, what was your drink?
Jameson. Whiskey.
Oh, really was?
Bullet Bourbon on the Rocks.
Oof, I can't do bourbon on the rocks. It burns when it goes down. Everyone, I think, who likes bourbon is lying to themselves because it burns and it hurts physically my esophagus.
You're so soft. You're so sweet, Dan.
We all are, okay? You're all a bunch of goddamn liars. You don't actually like bourbon. You're just trying to act like all fucking, you know, aggro. Oh,
cool. I don't know. I liked it, but I'm a little – I like when things burn a little. Yeah. I like a little bit of an ouchie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually did too.
Yeah. You're the equivalent of Cutters, but with drinking. That's what
everyone
you guys
said
are.
That. Yeah. Everyone's saying that. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So now that you've stopped going straight to the bar, you're going to the restaurants more.
Yeah.
But was drinking ever like drinking while you're eating or not really? It was just.
I was one or the other.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah. For me, it's funny because for me, Sober October, the thing that's hardest for me is having dinner without wine.
Yeah.
Just the eating part. Like, I'm fine going out to bars and not drinking. I'm fine going to weddings. I've gone on a couple first dates with no alcohol, which is fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
That's insanity.
Holy shit.
But yeah, the eating for me is the hardest part.
Huh. I think I've been hearing a lot of people doing Sober October, and for all of the months to be sober, I couldn't imagine it being October.
October feels like a drinking month.
Mulled wine. You have red, like you're watching Hocus Pocus. You're drinking like a hard cider, and then you have like Halloween. Beer. All of that shit is very, like, October is a good drinking month.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I was normally doing Dry January.
Yeah.
And so I decided to do October instead because here's the problem with Dry January. It's January. It's cold. You want to snuggle under a blanket and have a nice glass of red wine and just relax. October to me is like we are all working our asses off to get ready for the holiday season. I November and December I go hard.
Yeah. Right.
And then I need a soft landing after, which is my January. But October is like, I'm like, go, 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 go. I'm Tony Robbins. I'm waking up early. I'm going for a hike. I'm doing my work.
You're cold plunging.
Like, what would be the ideal month for you?
July. Take it off in July.
July?
Yeah, but who's drinking in July? It's too fucking hot. It's too hot. Get an iced tea.
Drink water.
Yeah.
Wait, dry bitches.
Like a cold beer on a hot summer's day, or maybe a chilled red. Honestly, stop plugging all your sponsors. Pass on the wine. Get a LaCroix.
You think March?
Yeah.
Why March?
March is like nothing. Nothing's going on in March, right?
First of all,
St. Patrick's Day.
My birthday is in March. My special day is in March.
Happy special day in March. March fucking sucks, though. You know that.
March rocks. You're wrong.
The Ides of March. No. Everything that's ever bad happened to me has happened in March.
That's on you.
Well.
March is kind of a nothing month.
Yeah.
Like, what happens in March?
I do think it might be St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Spring is starting to sprung.
Barely.
I love March. March rocks.
March in the Midwest is hell.
Is there but it has to rhyme or have like a catchy thing, like Dry January, Sober October,
Motivation March.
Cute, Kens.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck you guys.
That's so cute.
Or March to Cleanliness.
Oh.
Yeah. Like we're using it as March, like a verb.
Yeah.
Is that a verb? Whenever I'm trying to say if something's a verb or a noun, I'm like fucking jumping off a diving board because I have no idea. I have no idea if I'm right.
The risk, yeah.
So you go to Taco Bell mostly, and Mackenzie, what about you? You're more of a classy broad.
Yeah, I like to go to new restaurants every month with my wife. So we'll do like a very nice fancy restaurant.
Ooh, what was the last one?
We just were at Tower Bar, which is like pretty fancy out here in LA.
Tower Bar is the bar at Sunset Tower Hotel. It's probably the most beautiful bar, classiest bar in LA. You feel like you're in an Art Deco museum when you're in there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The food rocks.
And I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And that's just fine.
That tracks.
I'll take you there. We'll celebrate this.
I'm gonna disagree about the food rocking if you don't mind. To me, it's just like, well, it's way overpriced, which fine. You're at like a hotel bar. I get it. That's the way things go. But it just seems wildly inconsistent from the times I've been there. I prefer go there for drinks and then go across the street to the Saddle Ranch.
No.
Yes.
And that's a pass.
And now I've heard of that one.
And now that's a Rachel restaurant.
This is the perfect date for the two of you.
No.
Yes.
Start at the Tower Bar and end at the Saddle Ranch.
Yeah. Get me on that mechanical bull. Let's go.
No.
You know that we've been there. You and I would fucking go.
We used to go there.
We used to go. We'd sign up for potluck at the Comedy Store. For our luck. Mackenzie was hitting on people with neck tattoos, and I was riding the bull and drunk before 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It was 7 years ago, but it was a great time.
It was.
Oh, my God. I love that Mackenzie is trying to distance herself from this, but you're here to bring her back.
I have to. That's my job.
Yeah. She's like.
It was a long time ago.
It was 7 years. 7 years isn't that long.
It was a long
time. It is when you're 17 and that's how old we are.
Yeah, we're so young.
Yeah,
and impressionable.
Young and impressionable, and they love quail.
Yeah.
The only 17-year-olds who love quail. Ranch. Ranch dressing specifically, it's delicious and by far the most popular dressing in America. But where the hell did it come from? Ranch dressing was created in 1949 by a plumber turned cowboy. While working as a contract plumber in Alaska, Steve Henson started cooking for his coworkers and perfecting his buttermilk dressing recipe. 5 years later, he moved to California and bought a ranch. In 1954, ranch dressing was invented at Hidden Valley Ranch. It's an actual place. Hidden Valley brand owns the rights to the original ranch. After decades of trademark lawsuits, similar products can be labeled ranch style or just ranch. While popular in the United States and Canada, ranch dressing is virtually unknown in most of the world, which is why Rachel will never be traveling outside of the United States. Eventually, in 1972, that plumber-turned-cowboy sold the Hidden Valley Ranch brand name and recipe to Clorox for $8 million. Weird. But Doritos made ranch famous. By the time Cool Ranch Doritos hit the grocery scene in 1986, the ranch phenomenon was officially here to stay. Last year, Hidden Valley Ranch took in $440 million worth of salad dressing. Holy shit.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so I'm going to get to the questions that I started asking all my guests towards the middle of the pod, and you guys can take it both, or one or the other can take it. Starting with, what is your earliest food memory?
Oh my God.
I think mine is a quesadilla.
Wow.
At a Mexican restaurant near my house. Mm. That's my earliest food memory.
Wow, interesting.
A quesadilla is so classic.
But it rocked. It was like a Mexican restaurant that had like the red lampshades. Do you know the glass red lampshades?
Yeah. Hell
yeah.
You
know, like the old school 90s Mexican restaurants.
Love, yeah.
Free chips. Yeah, it was like a really good quesadilla. That's my earliest one.
When I moved to Los Angeles from the Midwest and I had never eaten foods that weren't mac and cheese, when I moved out here, I remember thinking to myself, I probably even texted my mom and said, this place rocks. Everywhere has quesadillas. The culture of like, you won't believe this. I must have eaten the quesadilla every day for years when I moved out here.
OMG.
Rachel, this is why Taco Bell is your favorite restaurant.
Yeah, well, honestly, great quesadillas.
Oh my God.
What is your order at Taco Bell?
I do a chicken quesadilla. I do a nacho bel grande. I do a beef quesarito and a cheese roll up for me.
My God.
Yeah.
You like you said that with the same like sort of conviction that people like say the Pledge of Allegiance.
And it feels the same, except for one I mean.
Okay, what is your death row meal? So let's say the two of you are celebrating some sort of milestone and you're excited and you're having a little party and your cousin brings a gay flag themed
of course
white claw and you're just like, I can't fucking take it anymore, and you just you happen to have an AR-15. No one knew it was not
where
on
is
brand
this going? What?
And you just and you mow down your relatives and now you're on death row.
Oh my God, Dan,
it's not me, it's you. You did it, not me.
Not dark.
What is your death row meal?
Is this as a podcast or individual?
No, it could be individual.
Mine would be Velveeta shells and cheese made by Kraft.
You fucking garbage human being.
Yeah, and with a side of the chicken tenders from Sweet Butter.
Dude.
That's what I'd have. That's what I'd want.
Wait, what's Sweet Butter?
Sweet Butter is a cafe.
You've never been? It's like one of the best breakfast spots.
It's in the Valley.
The Valley.
But I used to work there, so I would have the chicken tenders all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they like frozen in a bag tenders that you throw in the fryer?
No. These are like Jidori fried, like Mary's chicken tenders.
Ooh, cool.
But nobody ever orders it from there because everyone just gets the like tuna niçoise.
Yeah.
Tuna niçoise.
the tuna niçoise, which I still don't know what that is. But chicken tenders, that's what I would do. Chicken tenders.
First of all, if I may, it's a tuna niçoise. You pronounce the S at the end.
You do?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I just made you 3% more classy.
Tuna niçoise. Oh, shit. I've said it wrong in front of Megan Fox for years.
That sucks. And that'll happen.
No. But that's what I would do.
That's a good one. Okay, Mackenzie, what do you got?
I feel like I would order, and this is such a shitty answer, but I think I would actually do sugarfish and get like the biggest box they have.
Ooh, wow. The Nazawa sugarfish.
I love sugarfish. Yeah, I would do that. Because then I would die, obviously, on death row.
Mm-hmm.
It's feeling full, but not stuffed.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff me. I want to be so fat when I die. I want to be so fucking fat. Like, if I die skinny, know that I died way too soon and I'm pissed off about it.
Right.
I'm in heaven still trying to get those calories in.
Yeah, dude. You're like, where are those chicken tenders?
No, I'm fucking mad. You know I'm mad if I'm skinny and if I can fit in a coffin, I'm pissed off.
We gotta get you a double decker.
Yeah. I wanna get yes. So yeah, baby.
Oh my God. Yes. You wanna displace a lot of soil.
Yes.
Whatever casket's going down, you want the whole ecosystem under that grass to be fucked.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice to be seen.
You wanna have to have them roll you in.
Yes. Yes. I want there to be cranes. Yeah.
There will be cranes. I'm actually, this next question, I'm very curious about both of your answers, but especially Rachel's.
Okay.
What is the best high-end meal you've ever had?
Fuck.
This is fascinating.
This is hard because, I don't do high-end, really.
I know, I bet it was with me.
Where have we gone? Maybe that Italian place.
There was an Italian place with a Michelin star when we went to New York.
We were in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we were in Brooklyn.
And everyone, they kept saying, bellissimo.
They spoke Italian.
It was rad.
Wait, was it Lilia?
I don't remember the name of it, but it was near the venue we were performing at, and we were celebrating something.
Yeah, we're celebrating.
We lost our virginities
to each other.
Oh my God, congratulations. Thoughts and prayers. Wait, hold on. I want to find this restaurant, though. This is...
I think it was called... Was it called Trey?
As much as I'd like to hear about the lesbian sex, I actually am more curious about the restaurant.
Was it Trois? It was Trey?
Trey Trois? No.
It was something with a T.
Let me help.
Michelin Star Italian in Brooklyn. Yeah. That's got to narrow it down.
No, it was something with a T. I had cacio e pepe, and I said, this is so good, it reminds me of Velveeta shells and cheese.
It might have been this one. Al di la Trattoria.
Oh, yeah. Al di la. Very classic.
Okay. So that's where we went. And it Al di la.
Yeah. I've never really been out to nice restaurants unless I'm traveling with Mackenzie, because I don't really know even where to begin. Even when we were there, I was like, can you please just fucking order?
There's nothing to me that's more fun than taking a simpleton like Rachel.
Yay. Yeah.
To one of these restaurants.
Yeah.
What? I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Listen, you guys are eating your quail and I'm watching from the ground and hoping you drop some hard-boiled quail eggs my way. But you know what they had? They gave us a flight, and you're going to be like, you're going to be like, this isn't real. I'm telling you, this is fucking real. A flight of aged olive oils.
Vinegars. Aged vinegars.
It was the crazy. Wow. This one's 5. This is 10. This
it was
is
like,
50.
Yeah, it went from 5, I believe, to 35 years. And we did a flight of vinegars on different bruschettas.
It was expensive, Dan. It was pricey.
I'm assuming that was balsamic vinegar from Modena, which those can get up to $300 for a tiny, tiny bottle.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was wild. I said, can I get a to-go bag Ziploc for this? Because we couldn't eat it all, but I want to make sure we got our money's worth. Anyways, they didn't bring me a Ziploc bag, but I did suck it down with a cocktail straw.
And then you took the straw. You're like, I'm taking everything.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
What is the best high-end meal you've had, Mackenzie?
Besides that one.
Yeah, rocked.
I was in Paris when I got engaged, and my now wife took me for my birthday to I think it was like a 3-star Michelin restaurant.
How many does it go up to?
I don't know.
It goes up to three.
Does it? Okay. It was like very fancy where I didn't know what I was eating. They were uncovering things and fog was coming out.
Whoa. Oh my God.
It was fancy.
Have you seen the menu? That horror movie?
No.
Oh my God.
It's great. Yeah. It's awesome. It's really awesome. Good. It's like you should watch it.
I've seen the trailer.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you were at a place called L'Arpège.
It was where you could see, it was across the street or across the water from the, what is it? It's not the Empire State Building. What do they call it?
Are you talking about the Eiffel Tower?
That one.
Oh my God.
You know, their Empire State Building.
I love that you're the classy one, Mackenzie.
And you're like, what do you call that?
What's that thing they got there?
The big triangle.
What's that thing with the metal? What's the best low-end meal you ever had?
What did you cook for me recently?
What do you mean? Please, she knows I don't cook for her.
I mean, for you, I imagine it's Taco Bell, Rachel.
Taco Bell very recently. Also, I mean, In-N-Out, every time I'm at LAX, I'm like, I deserve In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Wow, you wait in that goddamn line? The LAX one always has an insane line.
No, I don't wait in that one. I make it all the way back to the Valley so that it's hot when you eat it.
Yeah. You got it. Have you ever heard of Rollbertos?
Rollbertos?
Yeah. Rollbertos.
No,
where is that?
Arizona. There's some like really bad Mexican food chains in Arizona, and they're drive-through only, and it is the best bad food you'll ever have.
I love that.
It's unbelievably good, and they have really good breakfast burritos.
Do you ever eat In-N-Out?
No.
Or not really? No.
I don't do takeout, or I don't do fast food anymore.
Not at all.
Oh my God.
Is that because you hit a certain age?
Yeah.
Look at our little hottie toddy.
Well, not hottie toddy. I'm just, my body won't.
Doesn't even know the goddamn Eiffel Tower is. And now she's like, I can't even look at fast food.
No, it's not. It's, listen, it's like for my health.
What is the Empire State Building version of that thing they have there?
The French one?
What's the French version? Yeah.
Their Empire State Building. Favorite drunk food? This was, I'm sure you had something back in the day when you were drunking.
I'm trying to remember, but I was either eating or drinking. So I would
Your favorite drunk food was more alcohol.
Which is why I don't drink anymore.
Right.
I feel like we, after shows, because to me, I'm like drunk after a show. Yeah. Not actually drunk, but like I get so exhausted.
Yeah.
That we sometimes we'll split a whole pie.
Oh, yeah.
Like a pizza.
Oh my God, that deep dish pizza we had in Canada was so motherfucking good. They put ricotta on it with like
it was so
peppercini
good.
And little pepperonis, you know, the little ones that roll up.
Yeah. Oh, I love those.
Yeah, we had some, that was some good pizza. Yeah, we've been doing like Zaz lately on the road. But, and we love our sweet treats. We love a dessert.
We always, because to me that's like our drunk time.
Yeah, that is basically our drunk time. We get off stage, we're a little loopy.
And we're like, give us an entire pie and give us a lava cake, usually. And we clear the whole thing in our...
Because typically most of the comedy club foods is so bad that if we get on, if we get to a venue that has a larger kitchen that isn't just fried food, we're like, oh, this...
Give us everything.
Give us all of it. So some places will have like stone ovens for pizzas, which are still easy to make, but like better than like the... whatever sampler platter of deep fried pickles, which, you know, obviously I still fuck with. You guys know
me right now.
Oh, you should have done that. The Philly, in Philly.
In Philadelphia, they, because their thing out there was the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
They made a Philly cheesesteak into miniature egg rolls. And Mackenzie's like, that's going to make you sick. And I'm like, you don't understand. Nothing makes me sick. And that shit was awesome.
5 minutes before going on stage, she housed.
Housed like a half dozen.
Oh my God.
Her egg rolls made of Philly cheesesteak. And it was so fucking good. That's where I'm like, we're really living, Ken.
We are
like trying the delicacy of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That shit rocked.
I'll tell you, when I was on the road a ton, I was trying all the fun local food. And I think you're doing it right. You should be trying all the pizzas everywhere you go and trying whatever the thing is, wherever. And by the way, If you ever need tips on where to go, send Uncle Dan a text.
Yes.
We're in this town, and yeah. I will give. I have lists for every fucking place.
This is great to know.
We go to Omaha tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, there's nothing in Omaha.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay. Well, when we were in Asbury Park, because we'll go into a bakery.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, because each bakery kind of has their, like, local thing. Yeah. They basically flattened out caramel on pretzels yeah. with fudge melted on top and nuts.
That rocks.
And we were, what the fuck did they call it? I don't know. That shit, yeah. See, now that I'm eating,
yeah,
it's really exciting.
It's fun. It's pretty yeah. fun. It's pretty fun.
That's why my fridge is full.
I wish I could have seen it just in the Jameson days. It was just like Pedialyte insane. And Jameson.
Yeah. It was and Gatorade. Nuts. That's it.
And popcorn. You had popcorn at the yeah. Oaks. That was it.
Just I would just eat popcorn.
Bar popcorn.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, I'm learning that I'm trash and that's it's, fine.
Hey, we love it. We
somebody
we
has do. To.
I know, because we're because Mackenzie and I are very classy.
So
and
classy.
You are the palate cleanser, is what you are. And you're probably too simple to even know what a palate cleanser is.
True. I wouldn't even know.
Who's your favorite celebrity food personality?
God, what is her name?
Rachel Ray.
Giada. Giada?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, what's Giada. Giada yeah. De Laurentiis is a Food Network host. She's like, she looks like a hot alien. She has like a hot alien okay, head.
I don't know about the alien, but she's like a hot Italian. I used to watch her as a kid growing up. And
she's like a hot alien, like an Italian alien.
Italian. That's the type of joke that we would do over here. That's really nice.
It was good.
I love dad jokes. Yeah, she is.
I'm obsessed yes. with her.
And she overpronounces Italian words for no reason.
Love
she's
it.
Like, hi,
love
welcome it. To Giada's Kitchen. Today we're going to make some focaccia.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. you're from Nashville. Why? Yeah.
Love it. I love a fake Italian song.
I mean, we all know.
Guy Fieri.
No, Padma. Lakshmi.
Oh, first of all, Lakshmi. Second of all, I did not see that coming.
Oh, well, my girlfriend loves to just sit here and watch, like, Taste of the Nation. Mm-hmm. And I don't watch it, but I know that that's truly one of the most beautiful people that I have ever seen.
We're going on looks alone.
Oh, I don't know what she cooks. I mean, if she cooks, if she cannot. But that, and I think she also had a cameo in 30 Rock where she invents the sandwich bag.
I don't know.
Anyways, Padma, yeah.
How do you pronounce her name?
Padma Lakshmi.
Oh, Lakshmi. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I added an extra I on it, like it was sashimi.
Lakshmi.
And I'm sorry about that.
Lakshmi and Niswa. For those of you keeping score at home.
That's
a good one. So, okay, desert island food. Like, what is your desert island food? So this is something you will never get tired of ever. You can have it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You will never get tired of it. Go.
Ken's just whispered pussy to me, by the way.
Wow. You know what's crazy? I saw her whispering and I knew exactly what she was saying because she covered her mouth, but I knew. I knew.
We all knew. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, yeah, for me, it might be popcorn. I know it's not filling enough, but it is happiness and it does not get old. Like, you can't, like, because I was going to say.
It's actually a good one. It's a good one because it's neutral enough where it's like, you know, and you can zhuzh it up with different things.
And I feel like it's exciting every time you have it. Whereas, like, I wanted to say hard-boiled eggs, but you know there will be a point where you're like, I can't fucking look at an egg right now. But, like, popcorn, it doesn't ever turn like that.
Okay, mine
it's a good one.
Is similar.
What's yours?
Sourdough bread.
Wow, because bread is nice.
I love
bread
sourdough.
Bread rocks.
You can toast it.
Yeah.
You can put jelly on it, butter on it, peanut butter on it.
No. First of all, you can't. You have one ingredient on this island. You can't bring a fucking condiment drawer with you.
You said to her you can put a lot of different stuff on it. Dan, you're changing the rules.
She can find like an oregano plant.
The rules.
On the island, there's an oregano plant.
Maybe
and
I
she...
find a cow. Maybe I find some jam and jelly on
this. She got you.
Maybe your chain smoking neighbor who makes jelly is there with you.
I bet she's fucking there.
She's on that island.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, sourdough bread rocks.
Bread is like really fun.
Oh, it rocks. Or a croissant.
Oh my God, a croissant? Bitch, that rocks.
Wait, hold on. Are you changing it from sourdough bread to a croissant?
Can you do a croissant, Kenny?
Yeah, it's a croissant. I'm going to go with croissant. My final answer. Let me have it.
Interesting. I don't know that I'm with you there. I loved the answer, sourdough bread. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something crazy? Mm-hmm. This is like episode 50,000.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever said bread.
Why wouldn't you say bread? Bread That's rocks smart. At all times of the day.
It's smart.
It is smart. Do you have any of those friends who make sourdough and just give you a loaf here and there? I love
you
those
know
friends.
We're lesbians.
Yeah, there's too many.
Everyone's making bread for us.
It's the
and
best.
And they're making the gluten-free sourdough, which gluten-free. I've been doing that.
That rocked.
Flaxseed. I'm like, get your flaxseed away from me,
Brittany.
My girlfriend's going gluten-free, and I literally am like, it devastates me in a way where I feel like she's cheating on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you're going to, like...
You're going to go do this now?
You're going to bring that shit, like... I'm like, you know what? Do what you have to do behind my back.
Don't
But when you're
here
like, we're eating gluten.
That's crazy.
No, I know.
Think you should... I think, Rachel, you should be able to cheat on her with another woman.
I think so.
Because of that. Because it's false advertising. This was not the person that you married.
No. What, am I supposed to put a different type of pasta together for us?
You can't.
Oh yeah, you have to have two concurrent boiling waters going on at the same time.
I'm just like, I'm honestly like, I'm so devastated.
That's bad because now you have to like it. She's doing it on her own, but now it ruins
it affects
your
me
life.
Because we're meal prepping and I'm just like, so I have to eat this entire loaf of garlic bread. Wait, now it's kind of coming around.
Actually, yeah,
maybe. I don't have to share my garlic bread.
Oh, wait a second.
It rocks.
Okay.
Now it rocks.
So more
thing that could have happened.
Go full gluten.
All right.
I think lean into the gluten now.
Great.
Lean in. Yeah. Exactly. You just want to have fucking noodles for every meal.
Yes,
100%.
I do.
Cacio pepe for breakfast.
Yum.
Always.
Now I'm hungry.
Always.
Actually, not a bad idea. Can I tell you something? My favorite brunch food is a pasta carbonara, which is basically pasta with like a raw egg that you put in. And with guanciale, which is pork jowl, which is like a more fun bacon chopped up. So it's like bacon and eggs and pasta. It's like the best.
Holy F.
You know, Crossroads does a really good vegan carbonara.
I will fucking stab you.
I stan Crossroads. Crossroads rocks.
I've never heard of Crossroads, which is weird.
Crossroads is a very, very expensive, fancy vegan place. Their food is actually delicious, objectively.
It rocks.
Like, it's pretty wild. I went there many years ago, but I remember being constantly confused.
Yeah.
And being like,
there's
no
way. Because I'm like, did I order the vegan one or what? And it's
like
all
one day it's going to come out that, no, it was just animals they were serving.
Yeah.
And we were all just like, this is amazing. This looks like a ribeye. It tastes like a ribeye.
It is.
And they're like, yeah, no, it was a ribeye.
Yeah, that was a ribeye.
Where
were we in San Francisco? You took me to a fancy brunch and I was eating like millionaire bacon that was like so thick and it was so good. But it was like,
I don't know.
That plate, I was like, wow.
Made out of flax seeds.
You better believe I'm not eating flax seeds anymore. Oh, it's millet?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Sorry, I'm not a fucking pilgrim.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not going to eat no millet.
I cannot with millet and flaxseed. Yeah. Stay away. Everyone's got pussy guts. Not me. Strong.
No pussy guts here.
I'm out of here.
You fucking vegan carbonara.
Millet.
Is there a food that you can't stand eating? You can't say cock, Mackenzie.
Yeah, I was actually going to do the same joke.
Were you? there's so many foods that I don't eat, you guys. You know this.
Bacon. I fucking hate bacon. Yes.
Interesting. Why?
Ew. I ate it too much as a kid. There was like a period of time where my dad was only making us bacon. Mm. I think because he didn't know how to cook. So he was like just
that bacon is very much what dads make.
Yeah. And it was so pungent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't eat bacon anymore.
Dads will cook bacon and be like...
Done.
There.
Done.
Now I don't have to parent for the next 3 weeks.
Yes. That was the vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I have it as well.
Hands on their hips, like,
it
I did it.
It was so many pounds. It was Costco bags of bacon.
Wait, did Oof. Your... And here's what's actually fucked. My dad, every time he makes bacon, and I swear to God, I am not hamming this up to sound even more like a flaming pile of trash, but in my family, you make bacon in the microwave, and I swear to God, is that how you guys make bacon?
No. You had to cook it over the stove with oil.
Yeah, no. We cook it every time. He would line it, and then in between each line was another paper towel, then bacon. Paper towel, bacon. Stack it up.
Wait, would it get crispy?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's
I mean,
so
that sounds like a
filthy.
Fun hack. It sounds like a hack.
You guys.
Thank you, Dan.
No.
Wait, hold on. But then, because then at least it stays contained. A lot
it's
of times when you
raw
cook
meat,
when
you're
cook
putting
bacon,
raw meat in a excuse microwave.
Excuse me. I'm not done.
Yo.
I'm not done. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When you're frying on a griddle, or if you're frying on a frying pan, the oil is splattering willy-nilly.
Are you guys out of your mind? You cover the bacon.
It's all the no. only thing that I know. All I know is what yeah. I know. And what I know is that you cook bacon in the microwave. You let your fridge get way too full of an ice monster.
Oh, I'm so upset right now.
Rachel, I'm so glad that you're here to balance out.
Listen, that's why this is the whole thing.
This is the whole thing. Restaurant pet peeves. This is my favorite question. What is or what are Ooh. Your restaurant pet peeves? This is the last question, so make it count.
I think my biggest pet peeve at a restaurant is when people are not nice to waiters.
Of course. Yeah.
That I hate. Bad.
I mean, that seems like a default one, though. No one's going to be like, I love when people are rude to servers. Give
Some
me a better.
They don't care about it, though.
It is
not
true.
Having menus. When they're like, you have to scan the QR code, and I say, can I have a real menu? And they say, no.
Yeah,
that
it's
I
true.
Really don't like.
That's a good one. That's I do a bit about it now that is literally the worst thing to come out of COVID. And that's like, that's including all the dead people in that assessment. It's like, it's just the worst. I'm with you. QR code's awful. Do you have any, Rachel?
I have a few things that are coming to mind. They're mostly hacks. Well, I don't want to have to ask for a straw because you know that they don't do straws anymore because they're like trying to help the environment. But like, every cup that I've ever seen like does freak me out.
Yeah.
Because So I'm
Little
like, please don't make me ask for a straw because I'm like, I don't want to look like a gay person who doesn't care about fucking sea turtles.
Yeah.
Because I do.
Yeah.
But I do need a straw. I also don't like when you ask for ranch and they give you aioli. If they don't have ranch, I'm like, please, like,
give me fucking ranch.
Please give me ranch. Yeah. This isn't like, you cannot substitute for aioli. Same thing where like, you can't do Sierra Mist. I want Sprite.
Pepsi
I don't want Diet Pepsi. Like,
I don't want Pepsi.
No, I
Wait,
don't want Pepsi.
First of all, the
LaCroix.
Reason that they probably I want LaCroix. The reason they give you aioli instead of ranch is because you're probably at a fancy ass restaurant and you're like, can I get some ranch?
Yes.
And they're like, one minute, please. Giuseppe, she's asking us for the ranch and no one ever asked for a ranch at Aldi La Michelin Star. It's like, we need the customers always right. Give her aioli. And then you fucking flip your table.
Yeah.
Because you're like, for the love of God.
I have a bring my own.
You belong at a Fuddruckers.
I love Fuddruckers. Now, there's a restaurant.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant. Burbank, California.
Fuddruckers, 10 a.m., baby.
I'm there early. That's my brunch spot is Fuddruckers. They toast the buns. That's gourmet.
OMG. I love you two so much. Thank you for joining Green Eggs and Dan. Let the people know where they can find you.
You can find us at Two Dykes and a Mic, and you can come see us live. We have shows on twodykesandamic.com.
Yeah, and you can see me at a Taco Bell. I'm Rachel Safety everywhere. I'll also be doing more shows, and things are really, like, fun when we can eat together. I love eating with you.
Aw, you guys, this has been so much fun. Let's go to Taco Bell together.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.